This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jack Stockwell now on DJV Health, well-known Nooka chiropractor from Salt Lake City, also a GAPS practitioner. Let's find out what's new in the health department.
I've got several things that I want to talk to you about, but I want to hit what is going on with this baby formula thing. And because I've got several, I have a pediatric practice. Along with taking care of adults, I take care of a lot of adolescents, and I take care of a lot of children, pre-pubertal children. My youngest patient I ever took care of was 3 hours old. It was a home birth. It was struggling to breathe. And they brought the baby with unannounced right into my clinic, just rushed right through the waiting room back to a treatment room. And I, hey, wait a minute. What's going on here? And I'm looking at this baby, and I can tell it's struggling. And I said, this baby belongs in the ER. What are you doing here? Oh, Dr. Jack, just please take care of the baby. And while I'm taking a look at the child, I can see that it's struggling to breathe. And you don't do that with a newborn baby as any much as you do with an octogenarian. And so I take a look at it. I can see what's going on. I work on the baby for just a few seconds, and then you know, its lungs fill with air, and it turns pink within 30 seconds. And it's one of those moments where you feel like there's somebody above you guiding what you're doing. And I said, this baby still needs to get to the ER. You still need to go get this baby checked out. Even though it calmed right down, it wasn't choking, it wasn't struggling, and it pinked up beautifully, like it's supposed to. And that kind of got around the neighborhood. And I just had to put out some disclaimers, say, listen, I'll take care. I love taking care of newborns, because if they are the first or second child through the birth canal, they can often have serious skeletal problems where the head meets the neck simply because of the tightness of the birth canal. And until the muscles that surround the birth canal stretch out a little bit, firstborn, secondborn children can be misaligned right from birth. I was firstborn, and we know from science that babies first time through the birth canal, and that's not breech babies, that's not the ones that are presenting incorrectly, just a normal presentation for normal vaginal birth, can have 50 to 60 pounds of pressure per square inch on their head working their way through the canal before they get out of there. And so I now have a rather large practice of newborns, and I take care of a lot of kids from that age on. In fact, there's a wall in my clinic that says the kids' chiro tree, and there must be 200-300 pictures of children on the wall there of all the ones we've taken care of. And just an aside to that, just a surprising, shocking thing that happened to me here not too long ago. A woman brings in her newborn child. And I know the name, I just can't remember the mother. The mother was a child that I took care of over 20 years ago. And I've taken care of her, you know, as she would mature. Now she's bringing her baby in to get the baby's spine checked. So some people always say, well, what's a baby doing in a chiropractor's office? They have spines and they misalign. I always tell them, I only require three things to take care of somebody. Number one, they have to be alive. Number two, they have to have a spine. And number three, it has to be misaligned. If those three things are present, I can probably help them to some degree or another. So I just, and I, you know, and they're always saying, oh, Dr. Jack, don't retire. We don't, what else would I do? I have so much fun what I do, structurally with the spine, nutritionally with human physiology. Some of the dinosaurs who are no longer around, who taught me to do what I do, worked until the day they couldn't work. And so I just love what I'm doing, and I love being to share these things on the radio, and I love being a part of the DJV Health Show with Doug. And that wasn't my plan this morning. I just wanted to say that and talk about it because of the excitement that I feel when people will do what their bodies require. So when I hear all this hubbub going on about these shortages of baby formula, like that's the only thing babies eat. Like if they don't have the formula, oh no, the babies are going to starve to death. Oh, for Pete's sake, what were we doing before we had formula? And in our clinic, we have a formula that the recipe for a formula, you have to make it at home, and it involves using several different products. But it is light years ahead of what you buy in a can in these stores. We have been able to identify over 300 ingredients in mother's milk, breast milk, over 300 ingredients. And you read the can, the ingredients on this can of formula. I'm not going to mention any names, but they're all about the same anyway. You read the ingredients, and there's about a dozen to 15 ingredients, half a dozen of them you can't even pronounce, because they're all synthetic chemicals. But they have just enough protein and just enough fat for baby to fatten up. And there's about four or five ingredients in there that are different names for sugar. And if that thing was not loaded with sugar, there's no way in the world that baby would suck that down. They'd be spitting it out left and right. And I think it sets them on a course for diabetes later on, but that's just my opinion. I can't prove that. But the problem is the synthetic stuff that's in there. And you cannot synthesize something that Mother Nature made and expect to get good health from it. Now, I don't know why that's a surprise to some people when I explain that to them, because sometimes we think that human ingenuity and human intelligence and human productivity can somehow shortchange what Mother Nature made. And the only way mankind has survived on this planet for as long as we have is by following the laws as best we can of Mother Nature, especially when it comes to food choices and overall nutrition. And anytime we start to change those things or shortchange those things in the name of expediency or cost, something has to pay for that. And so everything anymore today is just loaded with synthetic vitamins. And I think the most dangerous synthetic vitamin out there happens to be the B family, especially B1, thiamine. And a number of years ago, it was discovered that if you took twice as much of the RDA of vitamin B1, thiamine, and any time you see something advertised containing vitamin B1 or thiamine, it's almost always a synthetic that's been derived from coal tar. If it doesn't have the name of some animal organs, or it doesn't have the name of some plants listed as the ingredients of that vitamin B package, it just has chemical names. You know it's a synthetic, and you need to be careful with this. A number of years ago, as I was saying, they fed this test animal twice as much of the synthetic vitamin thiamine, B1, as it needed. And these kinds of tests are done at state agricultural schools. Usually, Iowa State or Texas A&M or out here Utah State, where they do an awful lot more work with animals than the regular university. And so they would do studies at this place, and they found some interesting things happen. Nothing happened to the animal that they were feeding twice the required daily amount, and we have RDAs for animals, of this cow. And nothing seemed to happen to it. Everything just seemed to be fine. But its offspring was sterile. In fact, all the offspring that came out of this cow was sterile. I mean, that was the course of that family stopped right then and there. And you can sterilize the offspring of a test animal by feeding it double the daily requirement of thiamine. Now, it's not an epidemic, But we have a growing problem in this country right now of infertility. I remember when I first opened my practice, having moved here to the Salt Lake City area from Tulsa back in 1995, that sterility among, not sterility, but infertility among newly married couples in the Intermountain West was 1 in 8. Now it's 1 in 6. Was 30 years later. Now it's 1 in 6 couples find out they're infertile not too long after they're married if they're trying to get children right away. And I always kind of wonder if it might not go back to that, because I used to, when I would start taking care of a new patient, I would have a long list of questions that would be involved in the consultation. I don't do that so much anymore. I just want to be able to start taking care of the structural problems that are going on or the nutritional problems that are going on. And I bypassed an awful lot of that, but I always wondered, could that be because these people were using synthetic vitamins? Because in the test animals, that's exactly what would happen. And any kind of a vitamin formula you look at anymore today in health food stores or in grocery stores that have a so-called nutrition section, you're going to find anywhere from 5 to 10 to 20 times the RDA in these synthetic vitamins. And you might as well, you know, to me, you might as well take 10 times the daily requirement of salt. I mean, that would be just as sensible. Or 10 times the daily requirement of white sugar. I mean, the human body doesn't know that stuff is cheap. But we do that. We cheap out in an awful lot of the things that we want to provide our bodies with, just in an economic sense, not understanding what a miraculous, almost just mysterious process that goes on inside of our bodies, requiring what Mother Nature made. So we're going to come up to a break, and I want to give you a comparison here and also bring in some concepts regarding milk that I think you're going to find very interesting as I go along in trying helping you to understand the difference between what Mother Nature made and what mankind makes. So I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue with more of the DJV Health Show coming up next.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Back to the DJV Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. And I started off the program wanting to talk to you about this baby formula thing that's going on out there. And that's another area where we kind of cheap out a bit. And for some reason, you know, when I'm dealing with mothers that are pregnant and are getting ready to for birth, you know, the last couple of weeks, and they've been on my nutritional program, pre-pregnancy, all during pregnancy, and a nutritional program that will be post-pregnancy to make sure her milk has everything in it that that baby needs. And the standard American diet that we have today of breakfast cereal, pasteurized dairy, mid-morning snack, fast food for lunch, afternoon snack, dinner out of a box, a bag, or a can that we do out of convenience. And I, believe me, I'm not judging anybody here. I'm just saying what I observe in my practice. Her milk is not what that baby needs. There's things that are missing in her milk. Now, we put a formula together, as I mentioned earlier. It's been checked out by a pediatric specialist in infant nutrition. And this pediatrician said, hey, this is good stuff. If a mother can actually put this stuff together, it's better than anything you're ever going to get commercially. So you can get a copy of my formula for baby formula. You can either call the office at 801-523-1890, 801-523-1890, or you can email orders@forbiddendoctor.com, orders@forbiddendoctor.com, and just tell them you want the formula, and we'll send it to you. And you can take it from there. You can take it to your pediatrician, whatever you want to do, and have them check it out. I realize different babies have different nutritional requirements, but I think you'll appreciate this. I know your pediatrician will just go, wow. Now, it's not cheap. It's not cheap. Suppose, I don't know what the average car costs anymore today, but suppose, you know, you little inheritance money or something, and you went out and bought yourself a $200,000 Ferrari, which is a cheap Ferrari. What kind of gasoline would you put in it? What kind of oil would you put in it? What kind of, in a 10,000-mile maintenance,
to make sure what kind of grease was going into the ball joints of the front wheels of that car. You know, what quality of this stuff. And we never think about that about ourselves. So if you go to the drugstore and you look at some of these baby foods or the grocery store or whatever else, and babies are supposed to be fed milk, obviously, plus a little bit of carbohydrate. And if you got certified raw milk from a cow and you put in just a little bit of honey, you'd have just about all you ever needed to do to give that baby, because a lot of healthy babies will survive on just nothing more than just a little bit of raw cow's milk, certified raw, clean, with a little bit of honey in it. And there's nothing wrong with that formula for a baby. But if you look on the labels of what's available, what are you going to find? Well, you're going to find essentially condensed skim milk with hydrogenated fats that are present in this milk, which can be very dangerous because the real butter that was in that milk, the real creamy butter stuff, has been taken out. And that's exactly, that kind of fat is exactly the kind of fat that that baby needs and requires for its health. So we're going to come up to a break. I want to tell you some more things that you want to consider when you're thinking about what is in these commercial formulas that are being presented all across the country as heaven's gift to a baby that can't breastfeed. So we'll continue with more of the DJB Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says he was misled and is ticked off regarding the police response to the Uvalde school shooting massacre. Abbott telling reporters the information he was given by investigators on Thursday was wrong. He added, people deserve answers. Former President Trump claims Democrats are using the Texas school massacre for their political advantage.
Every time a disturbed or a demented person commits such a hideous crime, there's always a grotesque effort by some in our society to use the suffering of others to advance their own extreme political agenda.
While addressing the NRA convention in Houston, the former president pressed for more cops at schools and more security measures, including teachers with guns. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is backing Finland's bid to join the NATO alliance. Blinken joined by the Finnish Prime Minister on Friday in Washington, D.C. to announce the United States' support for both Finland and Sweden joining NATO. He praised both countries, saying they are committed to NATO's philosophy and that an attack on one is an attack on all. Comcast has a program to replace worn-out American flags at homes and businesses. When employees notice a tattered flag while they're making their rounds, they'll offer to replace it for free. The flag replacement program is good for all residents, businesses, and nonprofits, regardless of whether they're a Comcast customer. It's led by employees who take part in the cable and internet provider's Veterans Network Employee Resource Group. All flags that are taken down are retired in accordance with military protocols. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to DJV Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Listen and learn.
Welcome back to the DJV Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So as far as what is going into these commercial foods, is it the worst thing? There's several things in there. There's nothing in there I would ever recommend you give to a baby. Nothing. It's overprocessed. Overprocessed proteins, overly processed fats. And way too much carbohydrate, way too much sugar. But as I said earlier, they've got to put that in there or the baby would never drink it. And that's the worst thing. The worst thing that's in there is the glucose. Instead of lactose, instead of a milk sugar, what they have in there is a synthetic sugar. And how much does that cost? Well, it is the cheapest sweetening material they can possibly put in any kind of a food. And physiologically, nutritionally, there is a world of difference between just a little bit of honey to sweeten cow's milk for a baby to take it and the glucose that's put in there commercially. The glucose, the dextrose, the corn syrup, all these kinds of things. Corn syrup solids, you'll see this on cans. All of this stuff is synthetic. And it's synthetically made with cornstarch as the starting material. And the problem with this is all the vitamins and the minerals have been destroyed in the chemical process. Now, what does glucose do to a baby? And you talk to anybody, any oncologist, a cancer doctor who really understands what the nutrition of a cancer patient needs to be, they will tell you absolutely no glucose. You cannot have any glucose whatsoever in your dietary intake because that's what cancer lives on, is glucose. Some serious study that was done at Johns Hopkins a number of years ago, they found out then that if you starve the body of glucose in a cancer patient, the cancer dies. Now, that's something to think about because that glucose is what they use to do, is what they put in these foods. Now, what does glucose do to a baby? It impairs calcium assimilation. That's very bad. So the baby may have convulsions because of the lack of calcium, and that's the only reason for convulsions in a baby is because they're calcium deficient. And I don't know if you know the remedy for that or not, but you You just when you see a baby that's convulsing, you put the baby in very, very warm water, and they will go out of the convulsion. But after that, then you got to make sure that that baby is getting calcium. And at any rate, I mean, the better they get some, you know, vitamins that will help them metabolize the calcium. But at any rate, glucose causes blocking of the body's ability to absorb calcium. So at any rate, whether for babies or for anybody else that eats it, that's number one. Number two, glucose causes diabetes when it's been fed to test animals. And that's the only sugar that does. No other sugar will do that, no matter how much is refined, no matter how much it's been treated. No natural sugar will cause diabetes to a test animal. But glucose does the job, and it does the job in a hurry. But again, it sets the stage for cancer as well. So, you know, that's kind of strange to say, you know, why do we have so much glucose out there? Why is it even a problem? Well, you'll find it in about every commercial food that you can eat. I mean, you even find it in peanut butter. You can't find peanut butter anymore without some form of glucose being added to it. They'll call it sugar on the label. And if there's any sugar in peanut butter, you can bet your bottom dollar it's glucose. And there's no reason for sweetening peanut butter. Glucose, and the fact is, glucose isn't all that sweet. It doesn't really make anything that much sweeter. It's just a filler. It's a tasteless filler, and it's cheaper than the peanuts that you're putting into the peanut butter. So just the same as people who put water in the milk to try to stretch it out. There's already water in milk. Well, why not add a little bit more to stretch it out and take it a little bit further? Especially, you know, the commercial milk, whole milk, can be up to as much as 4.5% fat. And because of this crazy fat nonsense that showed up 20, 30, 40 years ago, they got to take fat out of everything. So we ended up with whole milk, then 2%, then 1%, then skim, as more and more fat is taken out. This fat is absolutely essential for life, and I've got podcasts on that at ForbiddenDoctor.com as to how much the food industry has just really wrecked human health. And the thing that scares me the most is the stuff that's in these baby formulas. But my baby thrives on it. No, your baby's getting fat on it. I don't know if thrive is the right word or not. But if you've got to put a baby on these kinds of formulas, you might want to consider an alternate formula for the baby. Or you might want to try and get them on some regular foods as soon as you can. But what do you do? Well, you know, that's probably a subject for another show. But you're not going to put them on steak and potatoes, obviously, to start with. But there are some. Well, we have stuff at Forbidden Doctor that talks about it. And in the search engines, there's three search engines at ForbiddenDoctor.com where you can get an awful lot more information. But there's probably traces of a little glucose in peanut butter normally. So why not add a little bit more? I mean, that's kind of what they're thinking. You find traces of glucose in practically every food that's out there that is. I mean, there's even glucose in meat because glucose is the form of sugar in which all sugars are converted before they're assimilated in the body for the final fuel. Regardless of whether it's honey, regardless of whether it's white sugar, regardless of maple syrup, whatever else, it has to be reduced to glucose for the body to make it. The only kind of sugar that can be assimilated by the human body in the cells of the body is sugar reduced down to glucose. It's a disaccharide, meaning there's two sugars in, two different forms of a single sugar in there. There's two of them. Now, why are you saying, Dr. Jack, that glucose is bad? And now you're saying because the glucose in commercial foods is synthetically made. It's not the glucose. Is suppose you had a cup of tea and you sweetened it with honey. As that honey breaks down inside the body in digestion, the final element is glucose. That's totally different because it came from what Mother Nature made. The glucose that's in our commercial foods, especially baby formula, is synthetically made. And that's the thing that can lead to cancer. That's the thing that can lead to diabetes in test animals. And simply, you know, it's because it's cheap. And when it gets inside the body, it breaks down really quickly. And we just don't want it there. You don't want to be feeding this to anybody because when it gets through the intestinal wall, it puts a tremendous load on the pancreas, and that's how we get diabetes, because you've overloaded the pancreas. That's one of the reasons why we created our pancreas supplement called Long Life Energy Enzymes. There are so many patients, I can't even count them anymore, who are digesting food better and having less pancreatic problems simply because they started using our pancreatic support, long life energy enzymes, also available at ForbiddenDoctor.com. It's a product that my wife and I created. And then when people started using it, they came back saying, I have all this extra energy I never had before. So we renamed it from long life enzymes to long life energy enzymes because of that reaction. And that's what sugars are supposed to do. Sugars are supposed to give you energy to pep you up. Now, you can get pepped up by the synthetic sugars, especially the glucose or the high fructose corn syrup that's in soft drinks. And the high fructose corn syrup is in so many products. And I honestly believe in my 3+ decades of practice, the combination of glucose that shows up in everything and the high fructose corn syrup that's in almost everything anymore, those two have done more to promote obesity, type 2 diabetes, let alone type 1, and cardiovascular problems because of the buildup of the insulin in your circulatory system because of all the sugar in your diet. And I mean, and the story of glucose goes way, way, way back. It goes all the way back to 1906 when the FDA was finally created by Congress. And Dr. Wiley, who was the first director of the FDA, was a great, great man who wanted to clean up what the commercial food industry was doing, 116 years ago to the American public. He wanted to stop the milling, the interstate transport of milled wheat into white flour. And he wanted to stop production and sale of Coca-Cola, believe it or not. He didn't want Coca-Cola transported across state lines. He didn't want white flour transported across state lines because these two things, he said, is destroying America. This is back when cancer was number 10 on the causes of death, and heart disease wasn't even in the top 10 in 1906. What happened? Well, he got in a lot of trouble. Eventually, he had to be removed from the FDA because the food industry wouldn't allow it. To this day, it is still illegal to transport Coca-Cola across state lines, which is why any town in America that has at least 2,500 people probably has a Coca-Cola bottling plant. So they transport the syrup across the lines, and they're trucked in. But then the Coca-Cola is manufactured in the local area, so the final product is not transported. But even though he stopped the interstate transport of milled flour, the milling industry was too powerful. And they came into Congress and said, this man's got to go. You've got to be out of your mind. And so they reversed some of the dictates that first came out of 1906 and Dr. Wiley's, finally removed from the FDA. And of course, the FDA today is just a, you know, a drug approval company. That's about all they do. And they own vaccine patents just like the CDC. And it's just like almost anything else in our country anymore. A big agriculture, big energy, big whatever, big pharma has control of all these different things. And so you just have to be on the watch that much more. The watch out for what's going on, especially what you bring home to feed your families. And, you know, that'll probably be my dying words, but I'm on my deathbed. You know, Dr. Jackie, anything left to say? If Mother Nature didn't make it, don't eat it. I'm saying these kinds of things all the time. And so Dr. Wiley tried to stop the use of glucose and tried to stop the use of white flour back in 1906. And you'd have the whole farming lobby after if you tried to do anything like that today. But it's my understanding to this day, it's still illegal to put glucose in foods in Canada. I might need to check into that, but I think it's still illegal there. So again, you can get this, my ideas for baby formula. Now, I'm not a pediatrician, but I've been trained in pediatrics to a great degree, and especially the nutrition of newborn children. If you call the office, 801-523-1890, 801-523-1890, and ask for a copy of Dr. Jack's baby formula, they'll send it to you right away. They can email it to you instantly, or if they've got a stick in an envelope, they can mail it to you. Or you go to orders@forbiddendoctor.com on your email and just tell them what it is that you're looking for. Now, here after this next break, Doug and I are going to get together and talk some more about this baby formula thing. And it's, you know, again, I'm just shocked at this this idea that somehow babies are going to starve to death if they don't get their formula. And the new mothers have no training in this stuff. They have been relying on this canned material. It never occurred to them that there's other things that can possibly be done, and that's kind of what the show is dedicated for. So that's it for this. My portion is a solo here. Doug is going to be coming on here with me in a few minutes after the next break. And you can always hear all of our health show podcasts at the DJVHealthShow.com. And you can listen to my podcasts at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and glad to be with you one more time.
Voter fraud. This is emotional management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once on the same day, two counseling clients, neither knowing the next and separated only by a lunch hour, each presented with the same issue. They both had intense anger over what they believed would amount to certain voter fraud in the upcoming election. Each of the clients could cite behavioral examples of people they knew, from the other side, obviously, who got in trouble for it before. So each of these clients was absolutely certain fraud would occur. Even though they didn't know each other, their stories were so wildly similar and their anger and hatred so intensely the same that my experience with them only came with one fascinating caveat. They each belonged to opposing political parties. Each of these voters experienced the fraud of certainty and arrogance, which is ego, and ultimately the source of voters' fraud. Visit DrChristianConti.com for more.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park. And I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk. And it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language. Get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know. And it's then that our character is refined, and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Cybercrime is way up, and not surprisingly, so is online shopping. So how can you stay safe while shopping online? Visa customers can have peace of mind knowing there's not only zero liability purchase protection, but the company has also made several investments over the years into keeping you and your data safe. I caught up with Michael Jabara, VP and Head of Global Fraud Services at Visa.
First is around our people and having that tremendous and deep expertise of 800 of the best cybersecurity experts in the world, and taking that cross-disciplinary approach between cyber, fraud, risk, and data science and patching it all together. You have our technical and technology capabilities that are using the latest in AI, ML, and allowing us to be much more proactive and faster to respond than we would be otherwise.
For more info, visit visa.com/security.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, board-certified NUCA chiropractor. He's also a GAPS practitioner. He and his wife run a fabulous clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. Anytime you need good health advice, just go online to their website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, and you will get it. There are a lot of things that you can get also from his podcast on Forbidden Doctor from his local radio program, and also from the podcast that comes from the DJV Health program. As a matter of fact, they're just looking at some of the things, because you are doing this on your own, more or less, now without my help, outrageous as that may seem.
Well, we're sadly deficient.
Yes, you are. I was looking at the summation of the last podcast, and where we rank when it comes to our own health, what it is in America that passes for good health, what you find out at the health food store. It's really a startling fact, and you go through a lot of it. Plus, you give people advice on what to do. You just were giving me advice on what to do with a couple of different things. There are great products, some standard process that you can get through Jack's website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. And then, of course, there's the advice from Mary that includes raw eggs somehow or other, or vinegar, whatever it is. Mary's God lover. She's got all kinds of remedies, and you know what? They work. Check out the download of the podcast at djvhealthshow.com, Dr. Jack Stockwell. Brought to you by Caladrin. So we've been talking a lot about baby formula. You've got something, speaking of Forbidden Doctor, that has no connection to real commercial baby formula. So what is this? Is a solution to the problem I've been looking for a week. How about what to do if you can't get the baby formula? Everybody say, oh my God, what are we going to do? So what are people going to do?
A number of years ago, we were approached by some mothers who either could not produce milk past the first few days or wanted to nurse longer than they were able to produce milk. So we put a formula together. And it was comprised of the correct kinds of proteins, the correct kinds of fats, and the correct kinds of sugars that do not occur in commercial formulas. The material that's in a commercial formula, you can pick up any can if you can find one, and you read the ingredients, and there's about 15 ingredients listed. And it's, as I said, a poor choice of formula, a poor choice of fats, and about four or five of the names of the 15 ingredients are different names for sugar. And if those things weren't loaded with sugar, those babies would never suck that stuff down in the first place. Oh, but Dr. Jack, babies can live on this stuff. Well, sure they can live. Living and thriving are two different words. Not being hungry and being able to grow off of something doesn't necessarily mean that you're getting the optimum material. So Abbott Laboratories has a problem. There's a big recall. There's a shortage in the shelves. There's a big panic. Anytime there's a bit of a panic, everybody's going to go out there and clean the shelves even further. And it never, as I listen to the various radio stations and the various news reports of this, it's as though this is the only thing a baby can eat, is something out of a can made by a commercial.
Well, that's what we're led to believe by the popular media.
Well, sure. That's it. But no, you know, if you go to orders@forbiddendoctor.com and just simply write in where you put in an order for something, leave your name, your phone number, and ask for more information regarding the baby formula, we'll get back to you and tell you. Or you can call 801-523-1890 and talk to him at talk to the staff and say, hey, I heard Dr. Jack talking about baby formula. Can you get me some information on that? Now, there's about, you know, a half a dozen or so products, maybe more than that, that get mixed together that you can do at home. Most of the stuff is made by standard process, but you're not going to find a less expensive price than what we have at Forbidden Doctor. And it comes from the farm. It comes from animal extracts. It comes from Mother Nature, not from some laboratory that's throwing a bunch of synthetic stuff.
Or a big commercial food plant. That's what Abbott Laboratory is all about. And one supplier, it's from hunger. Dr. Jack and Calitrin go together. He's very helpful with his advice. You get some great advice there. Our people, when you go to toploss.com, you can actually talk to somebody, a counselor, about the results of working with Calitrin, how it may help you not only lose weight, but keep it off the all-natural way. That's the formula, all-natural, three or four ingredients, bingo, proven successful by thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people. So you want to keep the weight off that you've worked hard to lose? Go to toploss.com, check out using the DJV code, 59 past the hour.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.